This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A House committee rejected a proposal Thursday to let local government set their own minimum wage, opting to keep that power in the hands of the state. A bill by Representative Royce DePlessis would have stripped a 1997 law that restricts parish and municipal governments from establishing their own minimum wage.
This bill lifts the restriction only to give the authority and autonomy to local government that they can exercise the option to go above $7.25.
$7.25 an hour. That's the current minimum wage set by the federal government, which Louisiana follows since the state doesn't have a minimum wage of its own. DePlessis says the local bill is a direct response to the legislature's unwillingness to address a statewide minimum wage. But he also believes locals are the best equipped to handle the issue.
There's no debate that the wages that we make in New Orleans don't go the same distance that they do in New Roads or New Iberia or anywhere else that we might live.
Supporters say raising the minimum wage would make workers more financially independent and more likely to stay in their jobs. But business groups oppose allowing locals to set their own minimum wage for the same reasons they oppose the policy statewide. They argue an increase to the minimum wage would result in job losses. Jim Patterson with the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry says the policy isn't in the best interest of the state or local governments.
The chaos that would be created, particularly for employers that operate in more than one locality, would be untenable.
A separate constitutional amendment that would let voters decide if a state minimum wage should be set at $9 an hour is still making its way through the Senate. It's expected to be heard on the floor next week. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.